You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Archie McDonald joins us now, and this week he brings us tales from his latest tango, In Paris.
You know how Judy teases that I always want to visit Paris just one more time. Well, her accusation is 100% correct, and our New Year's visit to the City of Lights last January confirms that all over again. For years, I've sent out Christmas letters to friends, family, and a few old curmudgeons. I missed the round in 2009 because we were just beginning to deal with my case of Hodgkin's disease, and I lacked interest and energy for the project. Come Christmas 2010, and the benefit of miracles in Dr. Ventura's chemicals and the prayers of a dozen different denominations, and I'm in the saddle again. So I concluded my letter with, "We'll be home for Christmas, but then we're going to Paris." Really, we started in Florence, another of our favorite cities, for New Year's Eve, then moved on to Paris, the icing on the cake. The grand old girl hadn't changed much, for which we may now all give thanks. I know that Rome is the eternal city, but for me, Paris is precious, and I want it to remain just as I found it 2 decades ago. Oscar Hammerstein wrote of Paris, "No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way." Here are some scattered memories. Believe it or not, a scam artist tried that old wedding ring con on us again. I told you after a previous trip how this con pretends to find a gold wedding ring lying on the sidewalk by your feet. When you disclaim ownership, she gives it to you anyway and congratulates you on your good fortune, then asks for a gratuity. The ring isn't really gold, but if you want to check that out, you can see mine. I did not fall for this a second time. Little boys can't stand still, in Paris or in Shreveport or Nacogdoches. But if two or more are together, say standing in line to enter the Musée d'Orsay, they will pester one another until a parent separates them. That done, tranquility will last about 2 seconds. There's this little girl in a restaurant with her parents, whose round, rosy cheeks and curly, reddish blonde hair make her a look-alike for our Kelly about 15 years ago. And best of all, Harry is still there. Harry was the German shepherd we found at a brassier on the Rue de l'Opera and then made sure to see on each return to Paris. Harry died 4 or 5 years ago, but proud proprietors keep his picture in the place and his ashes in an urn shelved above the bar. My friend Bill Moyers wrote in response to my Christmas letter, "Ah, Paris. It's not Nacogdoches, but it's good for the senses, if not the soul." As long as Harry is there, Paris is a balm for both.
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay.
Commentator Archie McDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison there. His commentaries air each Friday at 7:35, and you can hear a sampling of his archived commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Just click on the program guide at the top of the page. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is made possible in part by the Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating more than 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com.